physical realms, Carolyn and Jay. Converse in mystic, ethereal ballet. Ideas and stories, hopes and dreams they share. With intuition as their guiding, cosmic flair. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl. Metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Good morning. We are Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations, and it's already Monday, April 15th, 2024, and we are 15 out of 52 weeks into 2024 already. Let's say hello to Jay too, because we got to get him in here so we can know that he's with us.
Hi, Carolyn. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Are you ready to go on with our topic for the day, Jay?
I am as ready on this Monday as I can be to do that.
Okay. All right. So from 7:15 to 7:35 today, Pacific, you can call in and either join the conversation, but let us know you're just wanting to join the conversation, or you can call in for a reading, and Jay and I will look at an in-depth question that you may have. And you can call in on the phone number 857-232-0155, extension 870-303. The number again is 857-232-0155, extension 870-303. And Jay?
The other part and the other way to join the conversation is over on Facebook and being a part of the chat. You can join us by heading over to 12radio.com and clicking on the chat button. That does take you to a new window. It's a private Facebook group, and it is called the same thing, 12 Radio. And once you're in, you'll see all of the banners for all the shows, and you'll see the metaphysical conversations banner at the top, and it's pinned there. And then in the comments section is where the conversation's happening, and you can join us like Tara is. She says, good morning. And good morning. So is Morina. She says, happy Monday, guys. So thank you both for joining us this morning.
Yeah. So today, Jay and I have come up with the topic, what do I need? And so that we can ask ourselves, you know, and kind of go over, you know, every day, really, I think, we can look at something like that. So one of the questions might be in regard to this is, what am I truly longing for right now? And you may come up with something like, you know, well, I really need connection or purpose, you know, connection in regard to a deep desire for meaningful relationships, or, you know, I might need emotional intimacy or a sense of belonging. What about you, Jay? What else, what might be we be longing for right now?
What comes to mind is being connected to what we're passionate about.
Yeah.
What lights us up in the moment.
Yep. So hobbies or work.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to find meaning. Good. Yeah.
And also then from like an energetic level, you know, am I depleted and need to fill up my tank? And am I like, you know, on full and able to ride the wave, like kind of understanding where my, like my emotional bandwidth is and my energy bandwidth is important to finding out what I need or.
Yeah. And maybe I need, independence or autonomy. And just, yeah, right. As you were saying, the ability to find, to pursue my passions or dreams without any constraints. So you've got to check in, see if maybe you're in a relationship that you know, it may feel more constraining now. So it kind of helps you lack the feeling of autonomy.
Exactly. That's an important one to understand too, because especially with relationships. I know for myself, like, I had done a lot of healing work on my own, and then being in the relationship with my partner, Alan, it's as if some of those things I'm going back over now in relationship to being in partnership. So it's like a new lessons, new understanding about like the same old thing, so to speak, but different in a partnership. So yeah. It's also another way understanding that part. Yeah.
Okay. So, and then maybe you might want to look at, what would bring me the most joy and fulfillment? And I think, Jay, you got one already, which is, you know, engaging in some sort of creative pursuit. You may be writing or painting or music or cooking or the accomplishment of something self-expressive.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, those are the things that I think get specifically overlooked at how powerful they are at making us feel like satiated in our life.
Yeah, and that we're really getting it all out. And to get it all out, you might need to express it through some sort of form of art. The other thing is too, what brings me the most joy and fulfillment, continuously learning and challenging myself intellectually or emotionally or spiritually, can help me with my personal growth and a sense of progress. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Go ahead.
One question I like to ask myself in a situation like this is, what is the next best step for me? If I'm not sure or unclear, or there isn't like a part of me that's coming forward, that is, you know, tuned into my desires. That's a way or a question that I can ask myself to drop in deeper with myself, you know, because that also has taken me time to learn how to even look at my own preferences and desires. That was like new for me for a good amount of my life. So I mentioned that it can seem easy, but also it can be hard, because it can be unclear, you know, what it is you're passionate about. You know, if you're a people pleaser, like I was, I was very disconnected from all that because I was so, you know, not curious, but I was just so interested in making sure that everybody else was okay and that they were all doing theirs. And so I never made sure I was doing mine.
So it sounds like, you know, one of the things that might be too is to set boundaries. And it sounds like your boundaries were not set in that kind of case, right?
Yeah, I don't even know what I didn't even know what the word boundary meant.
Yeah, and setting those can protect your time and your energy and your emotional resources to make it through to your own goals, your own inner workings into what you need. And if you're always doing for somebody else, another thing is you want to prioritize. For your well-being in order to get what you need. So a self-care routine is really important, and that may include exercise or meditation or adequate sleep. Nutritious eating too is another thing on that list. Just relaxation, mindfulness. Yeah.
How do you stay on track with your self-care routines or the things that you know that make you feel strong, but maybe are like a workout hard to get yourself to do? Do you have any like motivational tips and tricks that you apply for yourself
after I do them? So I know that I know that sometimes I don't feel like doing like working out or like doing my walk, but then I do it and I feel better. And so that's my reward. And that keeps me thinking clearly, and keeps me into prioritizing what I need to do for the day. And, you know, so it helps to really, and then also too, just, I mean, how do you feel when you comb your hair? You know, just really comb it. I have got really long hair, and so I know that I feel just better when I work on my self-care routine. It just feels better that you've really taken care of yourself so you can get to the next step, you know, which is, you know, what do I get to do today? You know, setting my goals for the day. So,
That's a big
yeah.
one. Well, because I know for myself, sometimes that can be just the challenge alone, just taking care of me.
Yep.
And then let alone like anything I might want to do on top of that. And so, like what you're saying, by getting those things done in the self-care area, it can make you feel accomplished and also set the stage for a firm foundation to move forward in the day, feeling good and at least feeling reset. I mean, like sometimes I think if we don't, like for example, take a shower or a bath, it's not like going to be the end of the world. But at the same time, sometimes those things can be the thing that help us totally renew ourselves and reset the moment, reset our circuits. And then it allows us to feel fresh. And before we do it, it may feel like, oh, I don't need to do that. I'm fine. I don't smell. But then there is the other part of, like you said, if you just do it and then get to see what it feels like on the other end of doing it, then, usually we feel much different than we think we're going to feel, or however we're trying to explain ourself out of it. We're just making up an excuse.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I know I sometimes I've thought, oh my God, I don't have time to really, you know, do this today. I don't have time to, you know, do something that I really want to do today, which is maybe go for a walk. And then I say, okay, there's an excuse. I'm saying that I don't have time, but when you make the time, it really does help your mental ability to make it through the day because you've already done for yourself. You've already put yourself in alignment to get through the day and to get your goals done. You know, you want to maybe want to always too with trying to learn my needs. I always want to reflect and reassess on a regular basis. So how I'm feeling physically, mentally, and emotionally, so that I can really prioritize my commitments, routines, habits, and that kind of thing. So you really want to always reflect and reassess, you know, at least once a day, really, to see how you're doing with it.
Well, that's such a great thing to think about because, and to remember that we don't get to just set it and forget it, like, or, turn it on or turn it off like a light switch and just, it's now that way. Like, usually these states of being, these states of mind, our motivation require multiple points of attention, or our attention on it. Like, it isn't the kind of thing that you could just, okay, I got up, so now I'm up, so now it's just gonna all happen automatically from here. Maybe it does for you, but more often than not, it requires our attention throughout the day. That's where our presence comes in, that's where meditation practices come in, and discipline, learning how to discipline ourselves. I know that's a bad word, but it's actually a really good word in the sense of when we actually see the benefits. When we are consistent with our discipline, it can make all the difference. Like, I know for me, you mentioned your walk. Same for me. Like, if I don't take it, I'm not going to be, dead or something. But at the same time, I'm also not going to get the benefits of being outside, the grounding, being able to take my dog Watson, get that accomplished as well, get his walk in, and also help myself be able to offload whatever I've done to that moment and be able to like kind of clear myself out to be ready for what's next.
That's right. Yeah, get your vitamin D also when you get out, and yeah,
Totally.
and really appreciate that you're there. So, you know, another thing you can ask yourself is, what am I missing in my life that I crave? So that could be something like comfort. You know, I miss feeling comforted. Maybe it's you need reassurance on something because you have uncertainty. So you reach out to get that and to connect, because you feel like that would really help me right now. And maybe it's adventure. Maybe it's as simple as do something adventurous, because you're just really craving to fly the coop, to do something wild or fun.
I know we sometimes have to. It's like, how do you prepare for wild and fun and unexpected? But I do feel like it is being able to have some of these systems in place or worked out for yourself, allow for us to be more open and ready for those moments that can come our way. I think if we are too much in our head, too much in the overthinking, too much in the worry or fear or anxiety of things, then we can have a tendency to revert back to the past choices or the past patterns because we're already unstable at that point. And so it's just more comfortable to go back to what we know versus keep going forward and into the unexpected or to the unknown, even though it's moving in the direction we know is good for us.
So you mean so you're saying that if you go out there, that you really want to be in a centered place in order to choose to do that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, more from the standpoint of like setting ourselves up for success,
Okay.
doing it in a way that we're actually gonna be successful in our endeavor versus like having a bunch of wishful thinking or even like a kind of like a fantasy idea of how it should go, but then get really disappointed or hurt because that is not real,
So
or
you're saying
this.
plan more for the wild adventure.
Well, it's like planning, like it seems counterintuitive or like an oxymoron, but it's like by being ready in any given moment, we are ready for those unexpected kind of waves that can take us in another direction. But if we aren't, quote, ready, if we're like stuck on something or, we're looking very inward because we are overthinking. We can miss the outside world, or we can have a lot of misunderstandings with the outside world that can not necessarily help us be
So,
ready for those unexpected like opportunities or those unexpected like new patterns that want to emerge. But we're just still caught up on the old. Like it doesn't allow us to choose into the new.
and it comes right back to feeling more balanced and centered, and doing your mindfulness, engaging in mindfulness activities before you maybe do an adventurous outing, or and get your exercise in by spending time in nature. You're setting your boundaries like we were already talking about, right? And then maybe you'll be able to kind of move through the planet a lot easier, with groundedness, as you're saying, right?
Well, and just having our process, not just leaving our self-care like to the not to the wind, but sometimes I feel like there is so much to being present and being in the moment, but then there's also something to planning ahead a little bit, making sure that we have a process that is helping us feel ready and where we can be stable. And each one of us has our own idea of stability. The world gives us an idea of what that means or looks like, or what a firm foundation will look like. But then there's like what it actually looks like to create it in our own life, with our personality and our needs and wants. So I just feel like if we can give ourselves some consistent looks at that specifically, being, preparing ourselves, keeping ourselves present, keeping ourselves clear, keeping ourselves strong. Those things can go a long way in helping us in the day-to-day. And also to be ready for the spontaneous and for the excitement.
Yeah, because there's nothing like being on a deadline for something, and then somebody says, "Oh, let's go out for a happy hour," or and then it's like, "Oh my God, I got to get this done." So you have to take care of your essentials before you really go out on an adventure, right? Yeah.
Not easy to do.
Not easy to do sometimes, when you're being called to do something outrageously fun, or like even going horseback riding, if you when you had that deadline, So, and you're feeling overwhelmed, like you want to pull your hair out. What are the essential elements for my happiness?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like cultivating deeper connections with meaningful relationships in your life. That could be one of my essential elements for my happiness, because maybe I feel too islanded out.
Well, and I think that requires an honest look too, because there's like what are like the old version of us, the patterned version of us, what that part of us might want and need. And then there's like what like the part of us that's fully expressed, more balanced, like what that part, you know, who or how, like what we would need from that perspective would be different. And it's like acknowledging that difference. Like there's the same old, I guess another way to say it is like there's the same old, and then there is like, what am I doing differently and consistently that is creating a different result in me or bringing out a different kind of energy or potential or ideas? So many things. It's not just one.
So engaging in activities that challenge you, for instance, or encourage self-discovery or foster continuous learning.
Exactly. Take us out of
Yeah.
our comfort zones. Take us out of,
Yeah.
expose us to new experiences, new lessons, new life wisdom.
Love it, yeah. And you know, as you're looking at the elements for happiness too, I always have to come back to the idea of your own my own personal gratitude and my positivity in it, because you can't say, oh, it's never going to happen, it's never going to happen, I can't stand it, I can't stand this, because it's just not going to happen, it's not happened before, it's not going to happen. You know, so you have to get out of your own way and get rid of the negative thinking in order to make that. Or is there someone in the line?
I thought so because I heard someone sneeze. But oh,
Oh.
Amy's here now. Okay, I looked and then I didn't see someone. But Amy is joining us. Hi, Amy.
Amy.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. It wasn't I who sneezed.
Well, that. Well, because
I
I heard a noise and then I was like, oh, let me go check the lines and I didn't see anyone. And then when I checked again, there you were.
I have a question regarding a dream. And well, I'll back up. Saturday evening, I woke up and sensed my grandmother. And then yesterday morning, I woke up as I finished or was in the middle of a very realistic dream. And humorously, it involved a little piglet. And the piglet disappeared in a square foot hole behind my cat's feeder dish. And I was even calling this little piglet by a name, and I'm wondering what in the world did that signify? Now, I had read a horoscope, I think it was Friday or Saturday, that mentioned getting in touch with my ancestors and listening for their messages. And it is all just so coincidental, not coincidental, I don't believe in coincidence, but there's a message that is supposed to be coming through to me, and I'm wondering if you could help sense what that message might be.
Okay, do you want to take it first, Jay?
I am definitely just tuning in here. It's the first time I've had a piglet come up as a spirit animal, so
Yeah,
I'm
I've
just
never
kind of.
dreamed of a little piglet. And I did some research on what it would signify. And the Chinese see the piglet or the pig as fortune, you know, like a piggy bank. So that they see that as wealth and prosperity. And it could relate to what I have or what I'm trying to accomplish.
So,
Yeah, I was thinking that too. What you're trying to accomplish is maybe the reason you brought your grandmother in too, because maybe your grandmother is the wisdom point of your life, and seeing the piglet, which is your apparently yours on some goal for that, right? For money, is that right? Is that what you're trying to build?
yeah,
Yes.
Yeah,
so putting those two pieces together, which you've already studied with the piglet and your grandmother, she's saying go for it. She's saying, go and make and order yourself to get what you need in order to make that money happen.
Yeah, because she came through first the day before, Saturday. And then yesterday morning, I woke up with that dream, and it's like, wow. It was so real. It was so, when you have a dream like that, that is definitely a message. It's not just a dream, it's a message. And I still get goosebumps thinking about it.
Did the pig make you feel really happy and you thought it was fun and funny too?
Well, what I was trying to analyze, I thought it was, don't let the money slip through. Don't let the opportunity slip through your hands. Don't let it escaped into the wall. You know how you can't grab a pig?
Right.
But it was just like romping around in this present current apartment, and the hole in the wall. I mean, there's no hole in the wall. There was a perfectly squared hole in the wall behind my cat's dish. It was like, why would it be there?
Yeah, it's interesting that you choose the word square that you saw because it's almost like it's almost adjusting yourself to feel like you're in balance now or that you everything is more. I mean, to me, when I hear a square, it's kind of a feeling of feeling squared in or not kind of in a circle to me feels more in balance, right? But because you're feeling like there's no edges to it. And what you're doing now is I feel like you're adjusting yourself to really take in what you need to know in order to get that money. That's what it feels like to me. And
Yeah.
you're really focusing on the geometry of how to what to put together in order to make that happen.
That
So,
makes sense.
yeah.
Yeah, because I kind of put it on hold for a while because I'm an artist and I have a unique palette, if you will. And I don't know how to put it out there. You have to, with art, you have to find the right clientele at the right location. And I just wondered if it was, number one, worth my time because art does not sell quickly. And, how profitable. I mean, there's a million other artists out there. And you know how we doubt ourselves. Am I going to be able to do it? Is it worth it? I can easily talk myself out of something. And so I kind of put it on hold until I could find a resource where I could sell it. And I just emailed a business, a local business that sells local artists'
Good.
work. And everybody, it's like a consignment. So they, by right, get a percentage of every sale I make. So I just email them asking what are their terms of percentage, how much you're going to make. That way I know how to price mine. And that's another thing. I usually undersell myself. I don't like to put it too expensive because I don't want to overcharge, but in the long run, I end up underselling myself.
So,
Yeah, and you need to be able to cover yourself. Go ahead, Jay.
yeah, the message I get with the piglet is like, I'm seeing it as a representation of your comfort zone and going beyond it and seeing like the pig grow and go through its different phases. I feel like that you're going to see that pig show up again and you're going to see it
Ooh.
in different kinds of phases, either growing or getting smaller. And I feel like that's going to depend on your own ability to step more out of your comfort zone, knowing. I feel like your grandma was a representative of your ancestors, of the ancestral power that you carry, and that is encoded in your creativity, in your artistry. But if you keep it all locked up inside, that doesn't get shared. And so I feel like part of it is the impetus and the push to do it. Because you, like you said, you can make all the reasons why you can explain it away, and then you can also have all the reasons why it would be really great to do it. And you're always going to be the common denominator of which ones are you coming up with, and which voices are you listening to? Because you're going to make the accounting work like however you want it to work. And right now it's kind of set to your comfort zone. So in order to continue to like blast past that, you've got to be willing to grow. And I feel like as you do that, you're going to see the pig come back and you're going to see it getting bigger is
You
kind
know,
of the
the
feeling I
market,
get.
you got down the idea that you need to start to figure out how to market it. So you're already on the path. And so now you have to come up with maybe three a day on how to market it. Three rules a day so you can start to build yourself, because obviously you want to be an artist, right? You want it to, you know. So organize yourself every day with three more orders to yourself.
What do you mean by orders? A
Oh,
new
okay.
painting, a new piece?
Tomorrow I'm going to see if I can figure out if I can have an agent. And call the agent. You give yourself ways to market. So because the marketing part is what you don't have down. It sounds like you have the art down, but you don't have the marketing down yet. And that also includes charging enough. Look at the hours that it took you to make it and build it around that. And also to how strong the piece is.
That's what I was trying to figure you, because some pieces it's like holy mackerel, I blow myself away. It's like wow, that came out really good, and it does take time. You can't force art, and if you're not feeling it, you can't create it. You can't force it. It's like magic flowing out of your hand, and it just creates itself pretty much. There are some days where I know I can't create. It's just not with it. I'm not in the right frame of mind, or whatever the situation might be, and I can't rush a piece that doesn't come out either. I have a bit of a inventory, and I wanted to wait before I reached out to anybody to sell so that I do have something to sell. And now I have to learn how to do the managerial side of it, like taking the pictures and logging it and creating a log book. I have never done that before. You know, the sales and the inventory and keeping track of all of that side, the business side. I've always been the worker.
That does include how am I going to market it, because that's 50% of your problem, you know. And really, you got to really stay on yourself with that, because that's really where a lot of artists don't make it. They because they don't want to have to, as Jay said, get outside of the comfort zone. So you really
And it's
value.
difficult because there aren't too many places around me locally where I can sell. You know, I'm going beyond towns and such. There aren't too many places to market and to take it to shows. You can't do it alone. It's very physically demanding and time consuming, and it's exhausting. I've tried it before alone, and it's very difficult. So I thought consignment at this point might be the best way to go.
See if you can come up with other ideas too, because that's part of troubleshooting how you're going to get this to happen. Your grandmother is sort of willing too, like organize it, you make it happen. And so now you have to figure out, you know, okay, I can consign. Well, what else can you do? So find those, solve your problem, ask the question, Google it, just say, what things can I do as an artist to get my art recognized?
I even thought of Amazon because you can sell on Amazon.
There you go.
So I've got to get a tax number and a sale number and all that other good stuff.
One thing that comes through to mention, and I don't know like where you live or if there's any kind of like art school or like a younger population that you could reach out to, but I'm just seeing that maybe some kind of internship where you're able to share what you know and then also connect with like an art student that might be more tech savvy, and where there could be some kind of an exchange where they can maybe help you on the how to get yourself set up online or how to get your like tax ID number, that kind of thing. And then you can show them, you know, something that they, you know, need some help with, like an art technique or, you know, I don't know, but I just feel like there's a opportunity for some kind of exchange, whether it be kind of bit by bit as you go, or if you look
That's
at, you know,
funny.
getting someone
Yeah,
part-time.
Jay, you say that there actually is a place. I'm in Maine, and there is big for local art. Maine tries to push everything locally, local food, local this and that. There is a Maine Crafters Association where it is both school interns and scholarships and such, and they market as well. They have various locations where they feature local artisans' work. And they even have shows, events throughout the seasons. But like I was saying, it's too difficult for myself to do it alone. So that's not an option at this point. But what you were talking about is something that I was going to delve deeper into to research and find out if I can fit in.
I feel like it's worth it because I do feel like there is, because of such a community kind of drive already, you jumping into that pool, I feel like you're going to be able to find some connection that could be mutually beneficial.
Cool. That's cool. That's neat. You know, I'm not looking to be wicked popular and rich off of this. I know that's not going to happen, but you never know where things can take you or who you might meet in the interim of moving forward. And you were talking about comfort zone. Yeah, it's difficult sometimes to know how far beyond your comfort zone you can reach. You know, how far can I step without falling. Yeah, so that's just, it's cool. Thank you.
Well, we really appreciate you calling in this morning, Amy, and talking to both of us. We had a great time speaking with you and getting to hear what's going on in your world. And it feels like it's expansive. You know, it feels like it's expanding. That's the exciting thing about that dream. And I feel like the more something just in this moment tells me that's going to get more vivid for you as well. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if you experience more lucid dreaming as part of what gets turned on for you.
Wow, that's really cool. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Amy, you have a good week. We'll see you next
Thank
week.
you.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So back to our needs. And one of the things we can also ask is, what changes can I make to align my deepest desires? But you may want to clarify your values, for instance, and take time to really reflect on what truly matters to you and what you aspire to achieve in your life. Like Amy wants to be an artist. So you have to really align yourself, and now you have more decisions to make and more actions to do because you maybe you decide you want to be an artist. So you have to figure out all the ins and outs of that and make it happen for yourself.
Well, and also to your point, fortifying, it's like fortifying ourselves too, because how many times do we want to do something and then we have the naysayers in our group or the family member that tells us what a terrible idea that is?
You're not going to make
And
any money
you
off
know, when,
that.
yeah, exactly. They do all the explaining away for us. So part of it is not fantasizing, but fortifying our desires and our what we want to accomplish, and also understanding, like tempering part of it with the understanding that not everyone's going to get it, and that sometimes we got to keep things close to the vest first and get it off the ground first with the people that it
Good.
relates to before we share it with the whole world or all over social media.
Yeah, and you know what? I wanted to add one more thing to Amy's deal because I heard her say, I know I'm not going to make a lot of money at this.
I heard that too. I was going to say something about
Yeah.
that, but
So, how can we look at what she said there and change it into something that's not so downtrodden, right? With her belief system and her art. So instead it's like, I'm moving forward and this is going to do fabulously. It will be welcomed in all areas, right?
right, and I'm gonna be surprised with how much money I make. I like
Yes.
open up that, because it's true. Like, I mean, I have done that to myself too, where I have made very strong comments and words, used very strong words like that. And it is, it's like it limits what can come in, because it is this thing that we don't know, and we can open that door for more. But part of it is being willing to use our words, open ourselves up with them, and then also trust that it really could be, you know, like it really could be, like open that possibility up, like those potentials. It gives us an opportunity to keep the door open for the potential to actually come in.
Yeah, and you face your challenges and embrace the uncertainty. So that's so true.
So we have a couple more comments I want to mention from the chat. We have Lioness joining us. She says, "Good morning, Carolyn and Jay. Happy Monday. It's
Good
great to see you,
morning.
Lioness." And Quelly is joining us. She says, "Monday blessings, Jay and Carolyn and 1-2 family." And then Tara has a comment. She says, "Totally relate to that." I believe she's talking to the conversation with Amy. She says, "I need to create when I need to create. Only when the mood is right. I'll be in the farmer's market again this year to sell my things I make." And
Nice.
that's a huge part of it. You're right, Tara, sorry. It's knowing your own like flow, balance, system, motivation, desires. Like the more you get in touch with all that, the more it is like you get to know the seasons of your own life, the seasons of your own kind of flow. And then you can work with it more and more.
What you will not take if you're not feeling it, you don't do it.
Right. And it's true, like what Amy said is true. Like forcing art or forcing creativity out of us isn't necessarily the way that it's going to get it to happen. But sometimes we have to, through discipline, set the stage to like open ourselves up to sit down into that space and keep coming back to that space in order to sometimes get that flow to happen. And so
Absolutely. It could be that, Amy, you get some sort of a job where you have to come up with something for an album cover, for instance, and you're not feeling it. You can't just say, "Oh, gee, I'm not feeling it." You have to really come up and go into further, understand what how that album cover should look. So you have to do it. You have to follow through with it. And so that means that you totally have to open yourself up to the cosmos in order to find out what it's going to be.
do you have, because I know that you have some experience with this, how do you hack that part of you to get into your creative space when, let's say, you're super in your head, or maybe you're like got a bunch of like stress on you from like regular life things? Do you have any kind of hack that helps you get into that space when you want to be
Well, like,
creative?
for instance, when you're not feeling it, you just keep at it. Oh, okay, it's not going to be an image of a woman flying a plane. It doesn't work for me. So you immediately say, okay, what wants to come through? And then all of a sudden you see like a person being thankful with their arms upstretched, and you see some. What's in the foreground, what's in the background, and you let that character develop, and what is she doing? So you're constantly interviewing. You're an interviewer as an artist because you have to interview the characters or whatever it is you're drawing, and you're basically a reporter, and you're reporting it.
It's funny. I mean, I dabble in the art world, but I'm not an artist. I mean, I wouldn't classify myself as an artist, even though I love it. But you're making me think of even other ways to go further with myself. Like I don't think I'd ever would have thought about interviewing the character and
Oh,
like
yeah.
getting more information from them that way.
If you get out of your own way, you can get out of your own way by doing that. It's like, oh, I'll never be able to. This really sucks. I'm not going to. This looks like hell. What am I doing? But you're not doing it. You're just part of the creative process, and you really have to trust your intuition and your guidance with how it's coming through for you. So when you listen for it. I mean, literally, you are a reporter and you're reporting it.
That, I mean, on, you know, it makes a lot of sense as you
Yeah.
say it, but that would not be, at least that would not like intuitively, or at least not yet, not intuitively come to me, but it really makes a lot of sense in like how, like as the recorder, you're just literally recording what you see from the inside and making it become like the outer world through what you
Right.
see or through
Yeah,
what you
of course.
record.
If you have that album cover and you have no idea what this person is about, you have to turn it over. Because if you say, okay, well, I was gonna draw a woman in a plane, what to what end? I mean, is that what he needs? Is this what the musician wants? So you have to really interview what's best, and then turn it over and allow the image to come through, and then interview the character or the tractor or whatever it is you're drawing. So that you know what to do next, because otherwise it can be an enormous endeavor to try and bring through something that's going to be connected to that musician.
Well, I feel like this is such a spiritual exercise too, because as you just said, talk to the tractor.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that everything is alive, just like in our house, like the chairs, the furniture we bring in, the different pieces of art we might have hanging, or the plants, or anything. It's there. It is all has its own energy, and it is alive in its own kind of way, and we can interact with it in real life, just like what you're saying, to interact in the non-physical dream world or that creative space. But I feel like the more we are able to bring that creative space to life, the more it's like the way I'm seeing it right now is like a merger between the spiritual and the creative and the physical. Like somehow it's a way that those merge. And I feel like that's another reason why art is so special. When we do create something really beautiful that comes to life, there's so much happening there. And just to your point, we're bringing something to life. You're bringing it like a specific kind of tractor to life. You're bringing a specific human form to life. And in order to do that right, it's like you're right. We got to give it life. It's got to be alive. It's.
Right. And you'll know that it is when the story's complete and when you're not getting any other orders from the characters or from the tractor. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So you have to, yeah, so let me see. What would be another thing? What would help me grow and evolve as a person?
What would help you grow and evolve? I feel like it'd be great just to be able to have these questions like in a quick reference, like kind of like sheet, because I
Even have
think,
them grow cards, as you're saying. I mean,
yeah, because
yeah.
how often are we like in our head, or like in Amy's situation where we get to a sticking point and we don't know how to proceed. I feel like having like these cards or like a way to look at this could be the thing that helps get us, get over the edge, get past the stuckness. It's like sometimes we just need a reminder in the moment.
That's really true. So, yeah. Yep.
So
Go ahead.
Carolyn, when are you making these cards? No.
Yeah. Right. Oh man. It's not on my to-do list. So it's because there's so many other topics that we need to get to, as we move through our year, that sticking on this one, I mean, we should, make our own cards so that we can do our daily activities for that. And then meanwhile, Jay and I will be coming up with other topics that we need to also address. So I don't want to get stuck in the mud, right?
No, and I love that idea actually, because honestly, I think what would be on the cards would be different and unique to us. And that's a great, actually, idea to think about. Like, how can you create a pros and cons list in like a situation where you are stuck, so you can help yourself see both sides, or you can see the black, the white, and the gray. And I agree with you, like, this is an opportunity for us to look at how we can design life hacks that work uniquely for our own situation.
And keep you
And
moving forward. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, What actions can I take to honor my authentic self? So you want real, it comes back to really living in your alignment with your values and making choices and decisions that reflect your care, your what you really value, what you care about, and your belief system. So you have to, you want to actually act with integrity, authenticity, and honesty in all areas of your life. That's what you're really striving for. I mean, everyone should be striving for that. And prioritize activities and relationships that bring you joy, fulfillment, and meaning. And you know, so you've got to really stay on yourself with you know, staying in your alignment.
That's the kind of thing that I feel many people want to set it and forget it, but it's not something you can set and forget. Like, we have to keep working on that, and we have to stay present to that part of ourself. And because it isn't the kind of thing that we're always going to be in the same emotional space or the same creative space, or we're not going to be our motivation. You know, it's always changing. They're moving targets, moving. They're moving energies. And so we have to be the one to stay on top of that, because if we are not, then that, I feel like we're then opening the door for other people to do it for us or try to manipulate us.
That's right. Yeah. So, and the other thing is too, as you start to set your goals and everything, for your needs, you know, you can't be afraid of fear and fear over it or failure of rejection because you're moving in a direction. So you have to get used to that somebody's not going to want it, you know, but there are going to be those who really love it. You know, whatever it is you're needing, if you're, I mean, especially if it's like a career choice that you really need in your life. So you can't be held back by not taking risks, and you have to really pursue your passions and embrace your opportunities. And you do that with you embrace that vulnerability inside yourself and your courageousness. That you've got that as you step into the unknown. So you really have to be resilient and you know have the capacity to grow from setbacks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tara had a comment. She says, I've been talking about making a card deck for the last 20 years. I can definitely identify with you on that, Tara. I've about the same. I have a few different decks, a few different books that are rolling around up here that I haven't got done yet. So I feel you on that. And for me now, when I look at it, because I used to be very hard on myself for not getting it done yet, I see it as the kind of thing that I'm working on it as I go through and create those ideas and look at like how that could come together. Some of these ideas, especially like a deck of cards, where you're gonna want to put a lot of wisdom into it. It isn't the kind of thing that necessarily can be created overnight. You know, it is the kind of thing that takes decades to really have the kind of wisdom and like the multi-leveled. And the multi-layered wisdom that you can encode into it, that only comes from decades worth of experience and knowledge. So, I know you'll create it when the time is right. So will I. And we're getting close to the top of the hour, so I wanted to
But also, I have
mention,
one more
yeah.
thing.
Oh, go ahead.
If you're like so busied with trying to come up with the most wisdom type of deck, then just go ahead and put out a simple deck. Like I just got back a little deck that I had made for my psychic teacher 30 years ago, and you would take out a card and it said, "Go out to dinner with a friend tonight," or you take another card and it says, "Brush your hair." Right, just really simple things, so that you kind of get the idea of just getting yourself together for simplicity, and you know any of those cards can say anything, you know take yourself to a movie.
I
Okay,
love
so
that. That could be like a deck of cards for self-care ideas.
yeah, that's true. That's true. So, all right. So Jay, where can we find you this week?
You can find me over on onetolisten.com in the afternoons and evenings. And then you can also find me on the radio on Wednesday for the Psychic Playground and for Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles, and on Thursday for Backstage Pass. How about you, Carolyn? How can we find you and look for where you are at during the week?
Other than Mondays, I'm usually on from 6 o'clock in the morning until 4:30 p.m. Pacific, and I you can get either Jay or I also through a scheduled call, and sometimes we are doing other things, but we will get to you as soon as we can. Yes. And yeah, so Mark Hudson is up next, and Christina LaFrancis and Lori Love are just after Mark. So stay tuned, and we will see you next week. And meanwhile, know your needs.
That's it for now. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
In the morning's gentle light, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight with Carolyn and Jay, conversation so bright in this cosmic realm where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. Thank you for joining with hearts full and swell in the mythical realm where our stories dwell.